Welcome to Tip TV Finance, where I'm joined by Steve Lowder, Share Researcher, Business Analyst at Share Talk. How are you today, Steve?
Not too bad, Zach. How are you?
I'm very well. Looking forward to the weekend. I'm sure you are too. But first, we have your two stocks to look at. The first one, I think, is Ortac. Is that correct?
Indeed. Ortac Resources, ticker of OTC on the AIM market. It's a mining and minerals company, and they've got their own assets, and they also sort of diversify into other interesting looking assets. So they've got their own flagship project, which is based in Slovakia, and it's got a JORC compliant resource of 1.3 million ounces in place, and they're undergoing the permitting procedures there. Now, also, they've got lots of other investments in Andiamo exploration, and they've got 18% in that sort of private company, and they've got a high grade gold copper exploration project in place, and the recent drills that have been done on the site have been sent off, and hopefully they'll be getting the sort of results back of that one. Zamsort Limited, and they've got a 14% ownership in that one, and that's a copper licensed area in Zambia, and they're hoping to bring online a license holder there into sort of an explorer and producer. So they've already stockpiled 33,000 tons of ore, and the average sort of grade there is around about 3.5% copper equivalent, and they've already got offtake agreements in place. Now, the bit that I think looks interesting is they've been adding equity into all of the projects, but the main one is sort of in a company called Casa Mining. Now, it looks like it's going to be a very, very busy few months for them in regards to news flow. And it looks like they're going to increase the resource from their current 1.2 million ounces, an average grade of 1.8 grams per tonne. And they've only explored a very, very minute area on a licence area that's got a 40 kilometre strike zone. So massive potential upside in that one versus market cap of just over 5 million and all funding's in place. So to new people looking at that one, when you look at the chart, it's not done a tenfold increase back in March. It is just a case of they've done a share consolidation.
Right, yes, okay, I noticed that. So the shares, I mean, recently they've been in a range, what, 3, 2.5p to 4p, something like that? But you're expecting much more.
Well, they've got so many projects, so many sort of short-term news flow items to come, any positivity from any of them, and again, there should be potential upside.
Okay, well, let's move along to your other contender, which is Imagination Technologies.
Indeed. Now, they've had a turbulent time recently due to just one sort of small division within the company, but it is their sort of biggest sort of provider. Now, they're basically a technology-based group, and back in April, they were notified by Apple that they might not be using their sort of products in sort of 15 months to 2 years' time. And as such, they won't be entitled to their sort of royalty payments for their products and technology. Now, Apple has used this technology and the intellectual property for many years, and it's very, very hard to sort of emulate that technology. And the company has got sort of patents and protection rights on all of that intellectual property. So the company basically want to enter into sort of a formal dispute agreement with them and find out how it is they've been able to emulate their technology into obviously moving forward with their own sort of product. So it could be a potential recovery play, and they've asked Apple for this information, but they've not been sort of provided with it. So they've had initial discussions and they put in that sort of more formal framework to find out that information. So it could be a potential recovery play, but they've got so much more sort of products in the pipeline there, and they're all based around sort of virtual reality, technology, mobile, automotive, Internet of Things. So the accounts are due in sort of early July, and there could be an upside sort of potential in the share price based against its current levels on just that.
Right, so you're basically saying that the fall in the wake of the Apple shock was treating Imagination as if it was a one-trick pony, and treating it as if that was the end of the story as well. So it was overly negative.
I mean, obviously, if Apple do walk away, they've given the potential timescale there, around about sort of 2 years' time. And obviously, they could obviously say, instead of developing your own sort of software and technology, utilize ours, they could renegotiate the terms of the contract and deal in place. So there's very much still all to play for, I think.
Okay, well, on that optimistic note, Steve Larratt, Share Research Business Analyst at ShareTalk, thank you very much for joining us today, and have a great weekend.
Thank you very much, Zach.